Hope everyone's having a great weekend. This is our week in review, a look back at some of the most compelling segments of this past week. Brand new episodes back again Monday morning at 5 a.m. here in the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That it is. We are talking with Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, website peopleformula.com, best-selling author as well. Got some great stuff out there. Robin, I want to talk to you about the Daybell trial as we are getting into it this week. We're starting to see everything. The wheels beginning to turn is what we're starting to see, and the prosecution and defense starting to lay out their cases. What are you anticipating here as this continues forward?
You know, I was watching some stuff on this morning, and they did one clip of her as they're getting ready for opening statements in the courtroom. And the only thing that struck me is I remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about this, and I was curious whether or not her point of views might have changed, being isolated in the prison system and being subjected to different thought processes, and anything changed. And from a really brief observation of her in the courtroom, I am thinking she is still of that same mindset. She seemed defiant. She seemed arrogant. I mean, there was not a sense of contriteness about her or humility. There was just, so at least non-verbally, I would say she is digging in her heels, and she completely believes her mindset and her, and all we can say is crazy brain at this point. I mean, the things that she was saying. So I think they're going to follow, you know, what I was listening to this morning seemed pretty reasonable, that they definitely do not want to put her on the stand, and they're going to possibly try to shift the blame, what was it, to the brother who's already gone. And so that's why I think that probably the track's going to be, they're going to try to sow reasonable doubt that she committed it or was involved in it. It's hard not to imagine she wasn't, based on statements, based on locations, based on all these things in some degree. But I think their ploy is going to be sowing reasonable doubt.
And that's the insane thing to think about with all of this. Even if Alex was the one who actually killed the children, the fact that she went on vacation and didn't report them missing and collected Social Security money, all these things were taking place, even if she wasn't the killer. So for her to be able to be that defiant, to be this attitude, this aura that we're seeing of, I know something you don't know, or it doesn't even make sense if that were the only case, the way that her attitude is.
Yeah, again, I just think she so firmly believes in her convictions on how she sees the world through her optic, that she thinks the entire world is completely crazy and she's the only one that's got it right.
How difficult do you think it would be to defend someone like that?
Emotionally or realistically?
Both. Like, if you are her defender, if you are her attorney in court that's representing her, and just knowing how she acts and knowing what the story is here, and dealing with someone who has this belief system, being able to go in and give her a proper defense. I mean, I understand, you know, people are representing people all the time that are guilty of sin, but this one takes a cake for something a little bit more different. It's not just you did something bad, you're trying to say you're innocent. This is, she believes that she's right. She's so dug in on her innocence when it truly, obviously, nothing points to that being reality.
Yeah, it's a great question, you know, and that's the human factor in everything we do in life. How do you process that? How do you be part of that? And I think, you know, for public defenders and people that are defense attorneys in these types of situations, it's a job. You know, your job is to be an instrument of the law. And if the law says that it's X, Y, and Z, then my job is to help show it's X, Y, and Z. So I just think it's probably a half amount of rationalization, and the other half is doing your job. There's no wrongness to what the defense attorney is doing here and trying to live with it, because their job is to show that there's reasonable doubt that she was involved. And if she can't show that, you know, if the defense can't show that, then the prosecution wins. And then they just know they did their job. That's the only way I think they can rationalize it for themselves.
Sure. That they went through, they did what they were supposed to do as best they could with the tools that they were given.
I'm curious about the amount of effort they put into it, though, aren't you?
I am. I really am. With some of this, it's like, just throw your hands up. Like, we'll see what they think of this, Lori.
You know, and that's an important thing to put in there. So when people are taking actions, they're taking actions both in the present, but it depends on how much they're thinking about the future as well. So if you're trying to have a prosperous law firm, you can't put a half-baked, you know, defense together for one person and hope you're going to get clients tomorrow. Because it won't happen that way. You have to be able to show that, hey, I'm willing to do all it takes to defend absolutely everyone, because every action we take in life, especially when it's so seen by the public, reflects your personal brand. And so what we don't know is what they want to resonate with the entire world and country as their personal brand as defense attorneys.
Yeah, in the end, this could be an incredible boon to them if, in fact, they're able to get her off. You know, if not, just showing the amount of depth that they will go to defend her will be very interesting to see.
Yeah, it always is. And then if they're successful in being able to do it, then who does that attract? You know, yeah. So it always comes down to what kind of clients do you want to attract as well.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. You can check out his website, peopleformula.com. Interesting insight there. Always appreciate it. We got a lot more to come. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.